Good morning and welcome to Heartlands here on Midlands 103 with me, the Reverend Nigel Gill. Folks, Advent, Christmas, it's all coming rushing in now, and I received an email during the week saying, looking forward to hearing some Christmas carols. I haven't heard any yet. And so this morning we are going to have a show which is around Christmas and Christmas carols and bringing that Christmas festivity into our lives. As we listen to possible repeat of the winter that we had in 2010, as we listen to the continuous words of fear that we may not have electricity or we may have power shortages and food shortages and all sorts of things like this being spoken of, let us cast our minds back to a time when there was no electricity, when people ended up that they were poor, when they didn't have the luxuries or the houses or the homes that we live in now. 2,000 years, where the shepherds were actually standing out on the hillsides with their sheep 24/7. Let's cast our mind back and let us have a time of joy as we consider the wonder and the excitement of that first Christmas. So, with no further ado, it's time for a little joy.
Reading Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 to 7. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. He will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. Amen.
Chris now continues our reading in Isaiah of the wonders of who the Messiah was going to be and how it was that he was going to rule and the transformation that he was going to bring when his kingdom was ushered in.
Isaiah chapter 11, reading verses 1 to 10. A shoot will come from the stump of Jesse. From his roots a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of power, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears. But of righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give his decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. The wolf will live with the lamb. The leopard will lie down with the goat. the calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear, their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the hole of the cobra, and the young child put his hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. In that day, the root of Jesse will stand as a banner for the peoples. The nations will rally to him, and his place of rest will be glorious. Amen.
Welcome back to Heartlands here on Midlands 103 with me, the Reverend Nigel Gill, where we are listening to Christmas carols and preparing for the festive season that is when we celebrate the birth of Christ. Christians awake, salute the happy morn, whereon the Saviour of the world was born. Rise to adore the mystery of love, which hosts of angels chanted from above. With them the joyful tidings first begun, of God incarnate and the Virgin's Son. Now I'd like to read a poem to you written by the Reverend Rosemary Lindsay. She emailed this poem to me, but didn't take the time to record it, so I hope that I do it justice. Starry, starry sky, shepherds keeping watch by night, overwhelmed by heavenly light, gaze awestruck at the sight of wings unfurled. Starry, starry sky, angels singing, heaven's joy, announce a newborn baby boy, a gift from God, in love to all the world. Mary couldn't know, as she rocked him on her knee, how he'd suffer for humanity. As he tried to set them free, they would not listen. They're not listening still. Perhaps they never will. Starry, starry sky. Shepherds in the open field heard the news. The rift is healed. Goodwill and peace and grace are yours for free. Starry, starry sky. They leave their flocks of much less worth than good news of the Saviour's birth, and run to Bethlehem this child to see. Shepherds couldn't know, gazing there on bended knee, how he'd suffer for humanity as he tried to set them free. At the name of Jesus all will bow, but they won't listen now. Starry, starry night. Carols in the frosty air, Christmas trees and neon glare, from shops enticing all to come and spend. Children's wondering eyes widen at the festive sight while waiting on this Christmas night for Santa to descend. Yet all those years ago, shepherds told as best they knew the story of God's love so true. If the blind could only see, humble messengers saw peace and joy in Mary's baby boy. Still many don't love you, though your love is true. But though there seems no hope in sight, on that day as dark as night, when you gave your life to bring us life anew, your word has told us, Jesus, the world was always meant to find its peace and joy in you.
Luke 1, 26 to 38. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she, who was said to be unable to conceive, is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her.
Welcome back to Heartlands here in Midlands 103 with me, the Reverend Nigel Gill, where we are looking at Christmas carols and we are looking at the readings that are associated with the Christmas story. As you can gather, some of the Christmas carols I am playing this morning are traditional, yes, but not the popular ones. Ones that have been maybe left to one side a bit, where we have now become used to singing about five or six Christmas carols, but there are many others, as you can see. "God rest you, merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay, for Jesus Christ our Saviour was born upon this day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. O tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. O tidings of comfort and joy." When you think on the Christmas narrative, the nativity, when you consider the carols that we've been listening to, do they bring to you comfort and joy? We'll continue our journey now with Suchi reading to us from Luke and chapter 2. First, about the birth of Jesus, and then a little later, about the shepherds.
Luke 2, 1-20. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news, and that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared, with the angel praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.